Okay, Mr. Mendoza?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me just go back over some information for you, because we're recording the information and we didn't get it all recorded, okay? So just for the record, Mr. Mendoza, would you just tell us your full name, your ADC number, please?
Yes, Rodolfo Gutierrez Mendoza.
And your ADC number?
Yes, 046605.
All right, thank you, sir. And again, sir, what I want to do is just go over some information. We started the hearing and we didn't have the recorder on, but prior to your hearing today, sir, you did receive a notification that you were going to have this board's hearing today. You signed and received that notification. You recall signing that form, sir, that you have in your pocket?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you don't have to pull it out, sir. Okay, so on that form, you know, it notified you the right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or hire a licensed attorney to represent you. To hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir? Mr. Mendoza?
Yes, sir. It says January 7th, 19.
Yeah, so are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay, Mr. Mendoza, what I want to do at this time, we also have with us on the board, you know, today, is you have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, myself. I'm Michael Johnson. I'm acting as your hearing lead. Also with us is representative of the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby. I did previously swear you in before we had the recorder on. I'd like to swear you in again, okay?
Okay.
All right, so do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do. And for the record, the department requests to make an amendment to the supervision end date at the bottom of the warrant. There was a typo. The correct date should be April 1st, 2020.
Okay. Do you understand, Mr. Mendoza, that we did make a change to your sentence end date on your warrant that actually there's a typo error that has May 1st, 2020, but the actual sentence end date is actually April 1st, 2020, okay? We're going to make that change.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. That's fine.
All right. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. In phase two, we'll make a determination whether to Phase one, we'll make a determination whether the terms and condition of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two, sir, we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the allegation on the warrant states your violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, on or about November 5th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Says that your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. So is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mendoza. All right, so based on the admission of Mr. Mendoza, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Mr. Condones, Mr. Neal. Yes. Okay, Mr. Mendoza, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate to community supervision. During this phase, sir, we're going to first start out with some information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, then I'm going to go over some information with you on the warrant, Mr. Mendoza, and then give you the opportunity to present any information that's relevant to the board that you'd like to present, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Westby.
Mr. Mendoza was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on November 1st, 2018. He was arrested November 28th, 2018 by Arizona DPS for renewing charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 28th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of April 24th, 2020, which reflects 23 abscondes. Current conviction, 2010, armed robbery, 10 years. Is prior convictions in 1983, possession and sale of inhalants, 2 years. 1983, burglary, 3rd degree, 2 years. 1985, possess and sell of inhalants, 2 counts, each for 3 years. 1985, criminal trespass, 1st degree, 2 years, 3 months. 1989, possess and sell of inhalants, 2 years. 1991, possess and sell of inhalants, 2 years. 1993, possess and sell of inhalants, 18 months. 1994, burglary, 3rd degree, 3 years. 1998, possess and sell of inhalants, 2 years. 2001, aggravated assault, 4.5 years. This is his 9th term in DOC. CUIR score 4.4, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision. 1987, mandatory release of absconder, 38 days, administratively revoked. 1990, provisional release completion, 6 months. 1991, temporary release of absconder, 4 days, administratively revoked. 1997, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the VOEC. 2002, TIS release of absconder, 28 days, reached CSED prior to seeing the VOEC. 2005, TIS release of absconder, 43 days, revoked by the VOEC. Its disciplinary violations are significant and lengthy, with drugs, disorderly conduct, sex acts, threats, violence, weapons, and staff assaults noted. Other arrest, 1981, drugs, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1985, DUI, Arizona, county jail. 1988, criminal damage, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G3B5.
All righty, thank you, Mr. Lester. Okay, so I see that when you were released on November 1st, you were released on community supervision and you didn't have an approved placement. It looks like you referred to be approved to reside at Beachway, located at 2501 West Elm Street, that you didn't have any other approved addresses. Were you still, why did you leave there? So did you go there or what happened?
Yeah, I was there for a little bit, a little while, and, but prior to that, I was supposed to be, going to Tucson. I was paroled to Tucson, in the first place. I don't know what happened. They didn't have all my paperwork together. They called my parole officer, and that lady called over there.
So where'd you go and get that freeway, sir?
I was wandering around Phoenix.
Okay.
On the street, basically.
Did you relapse and start back to use drugs, or what happened?
No, I wasn't using drugs. I tried to get in some other place.
Okay.
I was going to St. Vincent de Paul.
Okay, all right, so you more or less...
Okay, sir. Get some help there, showers and food and... hygiene, stuff like that.
Okay, so you didn't take any UAs during that period of time. Were you working?
No, sir. No, I wasn't working.
So you were at Greenway and you left after a short period of time, and is there a reason why you left and didn't return?
I just didn't feel comfortable there.
Okay.
That particular program.
All right. Well, Mr. Mendoza, you've been in and out of prison several times. And why is it the majority of the times that you've been in prison, all with the exception of one, that you either had a tech violation or you absconded from supervision? Why is that? Why? And then you have the longest term that you had was in 1990, and then you completed that term for 6 months. But on the other five are, looks like all the five, you abscond at these times. Why do you abscond these times, sir, when you know that you'll eventually get arrested and go back to prison?
I'm habitual. I've been doing it quite often. It's kind of like, you know.
So how did you come in contact with DPS when you got arrested, sir?
How did I get in contact with them?
Yeah, how did you come in contact with the Department of Public Safety when you got arrested?
Oh, I was downtown. Are you familiar with Phoenix?
Yes, sir.
All right, I was off of Jefferson and, what's the other street? Well, 16. 16
in Jefferson? Uh-huh.
And then I was at this place at night. Well, it was late. Mm-hmm. Another gentleman that was from, they came from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the same, you know, predicament, I think.
Okay.
Looking for work. Yeah, he was in the same line, looking for work and stuff, labor ready. And we were there at a monument type place where they got statues and stuff. And that's when most people pulled up on.
Okay. All right,
they
so
took my fingerprints. They took me in the Langer.
All right. So you were down by the Capitol then?
Right.
All right. All right.
Yeah, that way.
Okay. All right. Mr. Mendoza, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir. First of all, let me see if the board has any additional questions. Seeing no questions coming from the board, sir. Mr. Mendoza, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion, sir?
Mm-hmm. Well, not that I can think of, no.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Mendoza. So the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. While we're in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, Mr. Mendoza, and listen to the conversation taking place between the board. And then after that, we'll make a decision, and I'll get back with you. But stay on the phone, but I need you to remain silent while you're on the phone during this period, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mendoza. The board's now going into discussion. It appears that Mr. Mendoza was released. He did go into B-Boy, and he says that, you know, he just wasn't comfortable there, so he left. And it sounds as though while he was gone, he spent his time in the downtown area around the shelter or CAS, or he said he was going to St. Vincent de Paul, where he was taking a shower and doing things. He's been in custody, looks like, six times, and amazingly, 1990, when he was released, he did 6 months and he completed that, but all the rest of the times in 87, 90, 97, 2002, and 2005, he always managed to abscond. And he said it just seems like, you know, that's what he does. He says when he gets out. So I think it's going to be best for Mr. Mendoza to go ahead and complete his time. He will be released on April 24th of 2020. When he's released, he won't be in any parole or community supervision. He won't have to report to his parole officer. And he'll be able free to move about unless he has something else pending. So I think it's best he'll be done on April 24th of 2020. And hopefully he won't get into any trouble after that time comes. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Thus far, and now the common number move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Mendoza, find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapsed into ways of criminal company, about to lapse into ways of criminal company. That would be my motion at this time.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rednox, agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal. All right, Mr. Mendoza?
Yes, sir.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on April 24th of 2020. At the time that you're released, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. And we want to wish you the best of luck and hopefully try to attend any programs that you can while you're there so that when you're released, you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement or have to come back before this board again. So I do have one question that I want to ask you. What is with the possession of inhalants, what is that?
That was just some spray paint that we used to mess around with when I was younger.
Well, that was a big thing back in the day, so that possession.
Yeah, at that time.
All right, so thank you, Mr. Mendoza. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, so thank you for taking the opportunity to appear before this board, okay?
Okay.
All right. Can you put the CO3 on the line, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mendoza.